Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dr. George Watkins again with Faith Producers International Podcast. Thank you for joining us. It's a good day to be alive, a good day to love the Lord with all your heart, a good day to love your neighbor as yourself. Well, we're going to talk about some Bible stuff today. That's what we do on the podcast. We talk about the good Word of God, talk about the things that the Father has in store or has planned for us or has formed us to be. There's so many confusing theories floating around in the church and in theology and theological teaching that brings a lot of confusion to God's desire and God's plan for us. And our plan for God, and do we do this, and does God do that? Well, I think if we go back to the original planning that God has, it really helps our understanding of what God has in plans in store for us. We talk about destiny, we talk about purpose, we talk about passion, we talk about giftings. Those are all, they have all been planted, implanted, imparted, and put into us from our Creator. So often, even in the church world, we forget that we have been created in His likeness for His purposes. Now, I realize we can go to one side of the, as we call, the proverbial ditch. We get it in extreme on the sovereignty side, where it's all God and not us. And then the other extreme ditch on the other side of the road is the will of man side. God won't cross the will of man, so we must do these things before God will do these things. I don't propose today that I understand clearly everything that God has in mind, but I do understand this, that He has created us in His likeness. Now, looking past the pages of the Bible, that's quite a statement. Let me just put it in kind of simple illustration. The professor, unconverted, unredeemed, spiritually blind professor in the religious studies of XYZ University, opens the Bible and reads John 3:16. To him, it's a historical or a poetry or a novel. To him, it's just the ramblings of the Jewish mindset or a historian. So John 3:16, to those who have been redeemed, we're looking past the paper and the ink. We see down into the spiritual well or the treasure house of God's truth. That's what we call revelation, isn't it? Where we read scripture and revelation comes in into us or comes out of that scripture into our spirit. So when we read those who have been redeemed or those who have been opened to the Spirit of God, even before we had what we call the born again experience or we were saved, as we said it in my history, we were converted or we came into Christ. Before that happened, there was an open heart, an open mind, an open spirit, a hungry spirit somehow, that we were able to recognize God's invitation to come home. The prodigal son story out of Luke 15 is such a direct representation of the large picture, the overall picture of you and I that have been created in the bosom of the Father, and that we went our own way out of our own rebellion to, you know, go into the world, and we ended up in the situation that the prodigal son did with the pig farmer. And he came to himself and he said, I will arise and I will go and I will go back to the Father. Now, the father wasn't, he wasn't ignorant of the son. He just wasn't there chasing him like we would think a father would, would be hanging over the fence calling his son. But the call was in the heart of the prodigal. The drawing was in the heart of the prodigal. Now, you and I, the drawing is in our heart to come home to the Father. And when the preacher, the evangelist, or, a billboard or a track or a radio program or just an angel of the Lord comes by and whispers in your ear, and suddenly our heart says, yes, I want to come home. Now, that's the prodigal saying, I will arise and I will go. That's not a self-made man or a self-willed person. That's the prodigal saying, I will arise and I will go and I will say to my father, Father, I've sinned. So you and I then are looking past the ink in the paper, like the unconverted professor in the religious studies in the university does, or anyone else that's unconverted that just opens the book and reads it like a novel or a poetry book. You and I see into the depths of what it means to be born again. So the third chapter in the 16th verse of John, which is probably, if you've been in the church a while like I have, you that may have been your first scripture you memorized. Very popular and very faint, to those in the church. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, I've mentioned this a couple of times, but I've come across the Bible by the name of the Mirror Bible. The mirror, like the reflection that you get when you're combing your hair in the morning. And in this Bible, it's a paraphrased, and the emphasis on the Bible is that Jesus is a reflection of us. Now, I know it sounds a little like it's a play on words, but listen to it again. Jesus is not something I'm trying to be. Jesus is a reflection of what I already am. The uncovering of that and the coming into that is the experience of what we call growing up in Christ. As we grow up in Christ or mature in Christ, we are releasing the reflection. We are releasing the thing that God has created us to be. The genesis of us is in the Father. The beginning of us is in the Father. And we have, like the prodigal son, gone away. So when we look past the pages of the Bible, when we begin to look into spiritual revelation, the spiritual resources, we see things that we've never seen before. Let me read just a portion of this out of John 3:16 in the Mirror Bible. The entire cosmos is the object of God's affection, and he is not about to abandon his creation. The gift of his Son is for humanity to realize their origin in him who mirrors their authentic birth, begotten not of flesh, but of the Father. In this persuasion, the life of the ages echoes within the individual and announces that the days of regret and sense of lostness are over. Wow. So we reflect to the prodigal son coming home. We reflect to the prodigal son, the sinner, as we call him today. And as you and I lived in sin, or you and I were in bondage and under the shadow of death and under the yoke of bondage, you and I that were there, Matthew 4 says that a great light came to those who sat in darkness. That's you and I without Christ, you and I without the born-again experience, you and I without coming into salvation. We sat in darkness, but we have, our origin is in God. Our origin was created in the Father. All things were created by him. and not one thing without Christ was created. My paraphrase. So, if that be true, and I believe it is, then you and I need to just allow the Spirit of God to continue to take back the veil and begin to realize how much we are in Christ and Christ is in us. And how easy it is to not serve, but to have a relationship with the Father. We talk about serving the Lord. We talk about, you know, serving, doing our duty or being faithful, almost like a servant instead of a son or a daughter. A daughter or son that comes home doesn't have to and has a father that loves them and a father and a mother and a family that accepts them. They don't sneak in and hide out in the back room. They don't, you know, come in at night, raid the icebox, and then go back and hide in the closet. They come in the front door, they're accepted, they're embraced, they everything is theirs. Whatever I have, son, you can have it, you can use it, it's all yours. This is the heart of the Father when a person comes into the realization that they have the origin in God. So, this statement I made about looking past the pages of the Bible. Wow. Could it be that we have something in our history, in our human history, in our background that we haven't realized? How about James 1:24, when it talks about the things of our origin? In James 1:24, and there's a couple of other verses, but let me just read that one out of the Amplified. And in this verse, it reflects back again on for he thoughtfully observes himself, and then goes off and promptly forgets what he was like. This is the just a snapshot of that thought about our background that we have forgotten, our origin that we just don't know about until the preacher comes along and tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We forgot it. You say, well, I never knew it. It's buried in that DNA, that thing God planted in you a long time ago when he created you in his womb and sent you into your mother's womb. You were birthed into earth, but you have his DNA, you have his life in you. There is no life outside of God. You do know that. The very fact that your heart is beating and you're pumping blood through your veins and all the electrons are flashing through your system, that's all the life of God. There is no life without God. So let's, you know, just to recognize that is a wonderful revelation, to know that I'm not my own creation, I'm not my own creature. I have been bought with a price. Now, the parable of the three lost items, the coin and the sheep and so forth, the three lost items indicates that those items were owned by someone. So we talk about being lost and undone without God and his Son. There's a song that says that. But if I'm lost, somebody owns me, and they come and find me again. That picture of the shepherd, I think I saw it hanging in some churches that I was raised in. And the shepherd leaves the 99, goes to the wilderness and finds the one lost sheep and brings it back to the fold. That's you and I. That's Jesus came to draw us back to himself. So I want you to just to remember this statement as you crack open the book next time, the Bible, and read past the paper, past the ink, past the literature, past the poetry, past the history lesson, and begin to allow the Spirit of God to speak to you past the pages of the book, the Bible. not indicating that we're coming up with mysteries that nobody ever heard of, and you know, the weirder the better. That's not the point, and that's not the purpose. The purpose is to hear the voice of the Lord and to get the revelation of what the Word is speaking to us about. It's a powerful thing. We were made in His likeness, and yet we walk away without understanding the goodness of the Lord. Look at 1 John 3. All things were made and came into existence through Him, and without Him was not even one thing made that has come into being. That's you and I. So today, as we rejoice in the fact that we have been converted, saved, born again, and made complete in Him, let's remember that that is all the Father's plan and all the Father's life. He's given us that life that we may increase and increase and understand Him more and more. Open the book. Let it speak to you. Open the Bible. Let it pour into you the revelation that's beyond the page. And things that you've memorized, you've heard 1,500 times in Sunday school or church. Good. You got that established now. Let the Spirit speak to you past the page, past what you've memorized, and let Him speak to you about some revelation truths that will just absolutely spin you out and get you so fired up for who you are in God and who what your destiny is and why He has given you life in this era of time, this season of time. You weren't meant to be in the 1850s or even the 1940s. You were meant to live today, and God put you here on purpose, in season, on time, and He's given you all things that you, all the gifts you need to complete your journey. So be encouraged today. I love speaking good words to you. I'm glad you joined us today on our podcast. Be sure and subscribe so that when we come on, that little buzzer will ring off and tell you we've got some more good word to speak into your life. Let us know you're there, and we pray for you, and I know that you pray for us. Don't forget to tune into our YouTube page. It's YouTube/Faith Producers on the YouTube channel. I put out a video several times a week. So we love to have you in our family. Until our next podcast, I bless you, I pray for you, and I thank God for you daily.